Freeform Radio.
When sour silence booms from the PA, posh grit sham shall grow apace.
What is, and then what does that mean?
Last time, on Poochie.
I'd like to announce that I'm writing a novel. So because it's in the East End, there's a lot of working class types there. People have been using the same old slang since Queen Victoria was in short trousers. Apples and pears would mean stairs. Fluffy bunny would mean money. I would also like to get some words like the Poochie rhyming colloquialism.
Poochie rhyming colloquialism.
Pete Postlethwaite, clean and neat coastal states. Hey, I really like clean and neat coastal states in that movie, The Constant Garden.
He's training the nippers at the creamy and then goes out to the rub-a-dub.
Nippers at the creamy.
Those are young recruits.
A very young Heather Locklear is in TJ Hooker. I can't believe
that. I mean, without Heather Locklear, there is no TJ Hooker.
Look at me, Daniel.
I was listening to the radio and I heard a sushi cabbie.
I'm watching Netflix. That would mean I'm watching the Knicks. There's someone on the bone. Phone.
I'm going to say this because it just popped into my head. And if I waited any longer, it might disappear forever.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Let's give it a try. I scratched my knuckle on a soft gray cloud.
I ripped that soft gray cloud right off of Jesus.
You can't merely rhyme.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't say I'm going to the math doom. Let's get into what happens, what makes ice to begin with.
It means you're trying to act tough, but you're freezing. It's very Chicago-ish.
Pour me some cryptocurrency. Now, let's get ready to Tom.
Tom.
Party.
Party.
Pass me the Cheetos.
That means Doritos.
Yeah, it means Doritos.
Banana scooter, computer.
Yeah, or the disco noodle.
Are you familiar with the band's Drop Dead? What genre of music do they play?
Grindcore.
Power violence.
Or power violence.
Alternatively, you could use Bob Hope. Hope.
For winner.
Yeah.
I'm buying bunions. I'm actually literally frying onions right now.
Goodbye.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
When the power violence emanates from the public address system,
yes,
a mosh pit slam will grow to a tremendous rotating circle.
I gotta turn down the lights in this studio. Sorry. Primo keeps all the lights on in the studio. I think he's afraid of his own shadow. I think he's afraid that it's gonna crawl up his back and go peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
That's what he told me, anyway. But I have no time to comfort Cremo again, tap him on the shoulder and say it's gonna lie and say it's gonna be okay. Yeah. Wait, was I not on the radio? I think I already starting on terribly. Stop. Oh, I can't get used to the studio. Everything's in the weirdest place. Studio B! Alright, let's get it started. I gotta take a big sip. Mmm! Cognac! A nice mug of cognac. It's expensive stuff, babe. It's the cognac is just regular, you know, bottom shelf cognac, but the mug, the goblet it's in is an old Hamburglar goblet that I pulled out of my mom's basement, literally. And it's worth a lot of money, apparently. And the paint, the Hamburglar paint makes it all, gives it a little leady kind of finish.
Ah.
And that finish is long. And that finish is long. And that finish is long. Interesting reverb. I need this cognac too, because man, it's colder than a well digger's shovel out there. What's the temp? 29 degrees. Yep, all the well diggers I know keep their shovels at 29 degrees. I think it's like a superstition. And yesterday, on the East Coast, it was a snow day. Huge amount of snow we got hit with. Rhode Island got hit with 3 feet of snow. New Jersey and New York, maybe 2 feet. Mayor Mamdani gave the kids a true snow day off. They got to go out and throw rocks at Bucci's Honda. Mug of hot cocoa, right? All cozy, right? People who follow Bucci on Instagram, Bucci Nights. Know that he's rarely cozy. Just don't have time. Too much Bucci to do, you know what I'm saying?
Bucci. Adage.
Not that I don't try in my spare time. I've spent many a night trying to get cozy, just not working, angrily thrashing about in bed, and then even more angrily thrashing about on the floor next to the bed after Mrs. Bucci kicks me out. You know, I pretend. I try to pretend to myself that I am cozy and comfortable. What the heck? Make all these sounds, you know, when I'm trying.
Cozy.
Oh God, that's gross. I am from time to time snug. I do like to get snug. I've hollowed out a tree in the woods behind my condo. And when I'm stressed, you know, I run into the woods and nestle myself into the hollow, like the badger in Wind of the Willows. Ever see that movie? Book. Now that's snug. The hollow in the tree is only big enough for my head at the moment. So I can just stick my head in the tree. My body and feet are on the ground. With my head in a tree and my feet on the ground. Oh, Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but I am snug in there, in that tree. You know, I'm just...
Snug as a bug in a bug in a bug in a rug in a bug.
These drops are gross. I feel like there's a film on my drop-generating finger.
Ah.
Ugh. So I've been thinking about that, you know, I've been trying to... Hold on. Any discussion of coziness needs to talk about the cottagecore aesthetic that is going on in the internet for some time, kind of started during COVID, you know, people abandoning hipsterism in favor of a more comfortable or comfortable seeming lifestyle, wearing clothing made out of yarn, eating chicken enchiladas, going to protest with signs that say I should be at brunch. Only the coziest things. But it's just for show, I found. It's just for show. They're not really cozy. They're just reaching out for a cozy, I'm sick of saying that word, a cozy past that never really happened. And, you know, frankly, there's a little whiff of racism in the cottagecore movement somewhere. Kind of like when people say, oh, I love the 50s. That's when the best time was, the 50s. Oh, yeah, why?
Snug is a bug in a butt, dinner rat bug in a butt.
Coziness just happens, bro. You're on the couch, your dog comes over, sits on your legs, instant coz. You're getting a colonoscopy, and they put you under, bang! That's cozy. One of the DJs, I won't say who, they've been saying, oh, you should watch this cozy porno. I don't know what the name of the people on the chat over there at WFMU.org are demanding the name of this porno. I don't know! It just says, property of Michael Shelley. Oops. Some people, and I like I said, I have a hard time. Some people find it easier to do than others. It's not a competition. Until it is. Because today, we're going to find out, man. We're going to find out among this audience who can be the coziest. Who can get the most comfortable and make the most... Oh, man, I'm so cozy.
Let's get cozy!
That's right.
Cozy.
I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm already not thrilled having to say that word over and over a million times. It sort of sets my teeth on edge a little bit. But yeah, so well, what do you do? Is it the mug of tea and you're watching Pluribus on Apple TV? Is there anything on the Apple TV lineup that just kind of makes you feel home, warm? Like I said, it's a competition. What do you do to get cozy? And let's see who wins, okay? And I want you to be honest with Bucci, okay?
Promise, Bucci.
Full disclosure, right? It's Fugazi. Full disclosure on WFMU. All right, that is not creating the atmosphere that I want. Sorry, Fugazi, I like you, but that's as far as I'm willing to take it. All right, let's listen to a song called Cozy by my friend and your acquaintance, Beyonce.
This a reminder. Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Who can be the coziest? It's an old-fashioned cozy-off.
Let's get cozy!
So call in with your response now. 201-536-9368. New number, 201-536-9368. One more time, 201-536-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now back to the music. Music, music.
Blue like the soul I crowned. Purple drink and couture gowns. Gold fangs and shade I made.
Thank you, Beyonce. Pretty sure that song wasn't about being cozy really either, except for being, again, like she, like my lady said, cozy in your skin, which Bucci is. New number. What is it? 201-536-9368.
Let's get cozy!
Caller, you got your Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey,
what's up, dude?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Julian But you can call me Jules to keep it informal if you want.
Yeah, I mean, is that like street slang for your name? Is that, we were talking about Cockney rhyming slang. Is Jules kind of Cockney rhyming slang for Julian?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Julian say yes to forever anything. To say Jules.
I know. We only have an hour there, babe. All right, Jules, you want to, what's your experience with getting real cozy and comfortable?
I'm leaning into the competition side of this.
Yeah, I love
so,
it.
And I'm being I honest, like you said. So I don't mean to brag, but I live in a house with my family. It was made in the 1910s. Mm. There's this huge fireplace. It's all stone. It's like 12 feet across. It's like a hearth.
Wow. You got a friggin' hearth? Huge. Jules, you got a hearth? Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, it's my parents.
Oh, I see. Do you guys fight over the hearth? You fight over the hearth? I want to use the hearth. Jules, we're using it. Get back into your bedroom.
True. I fight with my siblings regularly over, this is the cozy part, so there's an inset fireplace, wood fireplace, and it's lovely. And there's a small sheepskin rug that we put in front of the fireplace, and you can sit there, and we have some loose leaf tea from this tea place in Somers, Washington.
Okay.
And I have this cup that was made by this lady at a farmer's market.
A cup? Is that what you said?
What?
Yeah, you said a cup that was made by someone at a farmer's market?
You know what? I'd call it a chalice if I had to call it something. I'm drinking tea out of a chalice. Yeah.
Okay. So paint the picture. I need to judge you accurately. You need to like paint the picture of you being at your coziest with words and also kind of make mm-mm-mm-ing sounds too so I can tell you are. Okay.
Okay. So I don't mean to seduce you, but
yeah,
I'm 6 foot. I'm in these purple kind of like sweatpants. They're baggy, but they also fit perfect. I'm in a Irish wool sweater.
Okay, that's good.
Old,
Irish wool sweater,
but also,
excellent.
You know, it's clean and it's good.
Clean.
I just got out of the shower, so my hair's kind of moist.
Oh, so Jules, you're a type of person who can get out of a shower and then immediately put on wool. Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm raw wool, like nipples.
Raw dogging of wool sweater, huh? Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. Keep asking questions. You're good. And I have my tea, and I'm laying there, and ideally, no one else in the house is awake.
Your knees are pulled up to your chin, right?
Ooh.
Kind of real, nestling into your own self.
Yeah, well, no, honestly, I'm laying, like, on my
burying
side.
Burying into your own navel.
He is in front of me.
I see. Oh, God. All right, Jules, you won. You're winning. Of course, you're the only caller so far. But so far, you're right at the top. And thank you for painting such a warm picture of yourself at home.
Thanks, Bertie.
Yeah,
thanks
goodbye. Let's get some cozy music going. (201) 536-9368. We did have someone call, but they hung up. I gotta get a call screener. We're having a competition trying to see who is the coziest. Do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to be super comfortable? The internet is obsessed with this, especially Gen X, who are practicing for when they're in their coffins. They're dreaming about soon. Soon I will take my Soundgarden LPs, and they will be buried with me. Hey, I'm not judging. If your ultimate definition of coziness is death,
cozy.
Caller, you got your booch.
Boochie.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey. It's Zach and Mark on
the show. Oh, hey, Zach. How are you?
Doing all right. Big supporter of the show.
Oh, that's good. It's an important time to be a big supporter of the show. I was going to talk about that later. Period. Good. So what do you, you know, for me, you are the antithesis of that because there's nothing that gets me digging my own fingernails into my hand than a call from you. No offense.
Yeah, no offense taken.
Good. So, what do you do to get real comfortable? Because I know you have a stressful life. You know, your head. You got to manage that hedge fund. So, what do you got going?
Well, the hedge fund got liquidated. So,
ooh, that's cool.
Not to worry about that.
Cozy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm gonna. Are we competing just for like an evening or for a lifetime?
Yeah, well, we're in a competition. Jules, you know, he described his sitting before a hearth with some sort of chalice.
Frankly, I kind of drifted chalice. Off. That was an evening. We're just doing evening.
Yeah, let's do an evening. It is a competition, so I you know, you got a lot to live up to. Or co's up to.
Co's up.
All right.
The big factor, I mean, a lot, very similar, you know, warm liquids, good book.
Warm liquids. Clothes. Just generic warm liquid. All right, I'm going to put
warm. Well, it could be anything, like a warm beer.
Liquid.
A warm coffee.
Nice and most cognac. Let me get some more cognac.
Oh, warm cognac.
Yeah.
Warm mead.
Sure, juniper belly berries kind of rolling around in your dungarees.
You know, but the key is you got to have a really big.
Don't tell
beard.
Me what the key is. A big what?
Beard.
I see. With a little, with a little.
The belly, if not the feet.
Talking about a nesting with a little robin nesting in it, right?
Oh yeah, get all the animals.
Or a little duck, you know, like one of those little mini owls.
You got to defend yourself.
Man, I love those mini owls. Yeah. So, well, that's that. I mean, if you have a literal animal nesting in your beard, then I have to feel like that does beat Jules, because you're cozy enough for two, right?
Two, three. I've had a saw squirrel family. I've had some dark-eyed juncos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had a red-bellied woodpecker a couple years ago.
All right, now you're just that's listing him. Birds. So you are
we're
spoiling
like
the move. Right. All right, so you got a little mug of something hot. You're sitting back, you're reading a book. What are you reading? How to Win Friends and Be Cool to Bucci? That's an important book.
I just
book.
Got from the library John Candy's biography.
Ah, okay. Well, that's an interesting, he's an interesting guy. Good drummer.
And you cozy up with him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, man. He seems like a very comfortable guy. You can, I'm sure he would be a great little partner, little armchair partner.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he was that character in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that monstrous character. I'm on Steve Martin's side in that movie, by the way. No. Steve Martin was correct.
Oh, he was the...
You imagine being in a hotel room and that guy's, like, washing his underpants in the sink? That is completely inappropriate.
Cozy. What else is more cozy than washing where you wash up yourself?
All right, you got me there. All right, Frank.
Franco? Bucci, this is Zachary.
Caller, you go, Bucci.
Yeah, how's it going there, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Stan.
Hey, Stan, I'm actually going to get a fire going in the studio. Let's, you know, there's nothing like a fire. Okay, Stan.
I got some kindling. You need some?
No. I'm all set. So you're in Chicago, right? And it's cold there, famously. So what do you do in the cold, long winters and springs of Chicago?
Well, we didn't really get walloped with the snow like you did.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to keep it cozy and cost efficient.
Okay, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to go to the discount stores like that one over there on 63rd and Cicero.
Let me write that down. Yes, okay.
Continental Sales, they had some unscented candles. And they were three for a dollar.
Okay, so you like to be surrounded like you were conjuring up coziness. Kind of, you put the candles in a circle, and you kind of bring it back from the dead.
Well, you gotta be careful. I get one of those glass boxes for my candles, because the other key part of my cozy situation here are my cats.
Ah, yes. And so you got them all around you? Is that what is going on? Kind of nestled into your armpits and warming up? You're kind of one of the little kittens, right? Right?
Pinecone's
right?
On the left, Schmitty's on the right, and Ronnie Birds were sitting right above my head.
And are you in that right now? Because we're in a competition. This is all theoretical. This isn't a theoretical thing. Are you literally cozy right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. So make the noise of that. Make your little coz noise. I can't believe I can't stop saying this word. Go ahead.
Boy, that is quite a warm cat that's on my left and right. Boy, you little sweethearts sure know how to make a person comfortable okay. on a cold winter day.
Right. Okay, well, you know what? You're in the lead because no one else, well, Zachary, that other guy, he has a bluebird or something living in his beard. But you have, if you can, as many living animals as possible near you or on you, I think that might win. So you're number one there, Stan.
Hey, thanks so much, Poochie.
Yeah, goodbye.
Snug as a bug in the butt, in a rug, in a rug, in a rug.
Caller Ego Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Hello, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, geez. Hey, Franco. How are you doing?
Ah, almost slipped.
No, I didn't. I just didn't recognize your voice. Are you doing, how are you doing today, figuratively?
I'm very tired.
I see.
But that's different from being cozy, right?
Very much so, yes. I mean, one can be, they're not mutually exclusive. They are, it can happen. Right. But not all the time. So what do you do to get really comfortable? You curl up with an enchilada or something?
No, actually, it's just...
Kind of pull the flour tortilla over your shoulders. Hmm?
It's having the bed just so.
Yes.
I straighten everything out.
Yes, straighten.
So it's perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah.
And then I get in without messing it up.
Cozy!
And I lay down.
Yeah.
On my head on the pillow. But it has to hit the right spot of the back of my head.
I see. And do you have one of those pillows that is like hot or cold? Like
you lay perfectly still.
You lay perfectly still. So you're surrounded by a little bit of a throne of pillows.
Oh, I wish that were true. But right now, I'm down to one pillow. Something I swiped from my mom's house.
Okay.
And it does the trick, but it's small. It's not like... really a proper bed pillow.
Okay.
But it's comfortable. It feels good on
okay, so that is what you do. You just go to sleep. That's your definition of being the most comfortable person, the snuggest.
I just thought of something. When I wake up in the morning,
yes.
It takes me quite a while. I go and get some coffee because I'm very cold in the morning. And I go into the living room in the coziest chair and I sit down. And I cover myself with my bathrobe, which is very cozy.
Yes.
And then I sip my coffee and I fall asleep again.
I see. So you're just kind of going from one to another. It seems like you have quite the life there, Franco.
Yeah, I can't. It's just trauma when I have to
stay
up. I have to slide into the day. You know, and sometimes it takes several hours.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, it's Michelle. No. Michelle, what do you do to get cozy in your life?
I drink a lot of red wine and take Xanax.
There we go. Yeah, is coziness possible without lewds?
Not for me.
Not for you. What are you doing here, by the way? Oh, I see. We're setting up for what? The WFMU marathon next week. All right, goodbye, Michelle.
Bye.
You know what? One thing I want to say about regarding coziness. It sounds to me the fundraiser. Some people are very gallant about it and say, you know, this studio has its drawbacks.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And we're good,
but we're going to do it
because we have a higher purpose. I like the way that you just complain.
No.
You just say, I hate this place, and my...
Well,
It sounds like the antithesis of coziness.
Well, it is. It does feel like I'm being probed with so many fingers. and being in the studio, just because I'm used to spreading out and spinning in a circle with my arm raised, Sound of Music style, kind of, you know. But I can't do it.
Well,
but that's the what I suffer. We suffer. It's very important. This marathon is super important. So we just need to power through.
Plus, and get some throw cushions.
Can this fire burn the whole studio down? All right, I'm going to suggest that. All right, there, Franco, thank you so much. Stay comfy, buddy.
Bye now.
Let's get cozy!
You know what I like? A bright lighting. I like bright, bright hole. I can't go to sleep without a bright light shining directly in my face. And so that is one of the things that does make me most comfortable. And I like when my recent wife, like, shakes me and says, "You're having a screaming nightmare again!" Call her Yugabuchi.
So, this is Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. This is Bucci.
My way of being cozy
yes.
Is by going on my couch, eating some chicken. Sorry, because it's vegetarian.
You're eating, okay, so you're on the couch, you're eating vegetarian chicken.
It's like normal chicken, but like, I'm saying sorry to the people that are vegetarian.
Oh, I see. I see. I misheard you, Ralph. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I would have blankets on me.
Mm-hmm. How many blankets? Let me guess. How many blankets?
Mm-hmm.
7 blankets.
20.
20 blankets. That sounds heavy. It's almost like having a big hand pressing down on you. All right, go ahead. So you have 20 blankets. You're lying on the couch. Are you watching something? Are you reading something? Are you writing a big list of your enemies?
I might
Station
be watching
Manager
things
Ken.
On YouTube, maybe.
Michelle. Okay, you're watching YouTube videos. Are you being radicalized while being cozy? Hopefully not, right?
A cat is staring at me.
Yeah, the cat is staring at you? Okay. And I'm curious about these YouTube videos. What YouTube videos? I mean, someone opens an MRE and they're kind of an unboxing video. What are you watching there, Ralph?
Like people finding things in a video game called Wobbly Life. This is not a sponsored message.
Okay.
And my brother just said this is not a sponsored message.
Yeah, and, no. That's so, your brother is very wise. This is gonna lose.
I'm watching the YouTube video, I'm also on my Nintendo playing that same game and following on.
Interesting. Some people, you know what, Ralph? This is an interest. This interests me.
Trust Bucci.
A lot of people's idea of coziness is like clearing their mind and kind of not thinking, turning everything off. But it seems like yours is like overstimulation. You're kind of like, you got the YouTube, you're about the video game, you're playing the video game, you're under 20 blankets, which has got to be heavy. You know, so
I would probably pass out. Like, when I get
Well,
to
there
the
is
first
nothing
chapter.
Like coziness, like the great sleep. All right, well, that's interesting. You know what? You are in the lead. You know why? Because you have the most blankets. You're the person who's been under the most blankets.
Yeah. And also a cat staring at me. Like,
and you have a cat. So you have the animal. You need to be with an animal as well. Okay, so just get real cozy and let's hear it. Let's hear what you say when you get cozy.
Let's get
all right.
Cozy.
This is a
okay. Man, you're making me want to go to sleep. All right, see you, Ralph. Thanks very much for calling, buddy. Don't forget to pledge to Bucci. When I say I want to go to sleep, it's like, man, Ralph needs to pick up the pace with the stories. He's, you know, let's get this fireplace going. 201-536-9368. New number just for now, in anticipation of our marathon next week. You know, I don't know if people have heard about this thing called hygge, which is a Danish kind of concept, which, you know, is all about the quality of the coziness that kind of brings about a feeling of contentment, well-being. It's a national thing. It's not an aesthetic. It's a way of life over there in the Netherlands. We don't have anything like that. In fact, it's probably the opposite. You know, kind of like they're at work, but they're in Uggs. Uggs on their hands, Uggs on their feet, and eggs in their stomach. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi.
Bucci.
It's Aunt Beth Ann.
Oh, hey, Aunt Beth Ann. How are you doing?
Yeah. I am the coziest.
Yeah, you're the coziest. Know. You're way down in Florida. What do you know from coziness? You're in Bermuda shorts all day long.
Okay, I just thought I'd let you know I'm listening.
You're listening.
I don't know what's cozy.
You don't know what's going on? What do you do? When you lived up here, what was your... Do you have a big fireplace going?
I can tell you when I lived up here what's the coziest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait. Am I on the radio?
You're on the radio literally right now.
But I don't hear it.
No, well...
I hear another person.
I think there's a delay there. There's a what we call a 7-second delay.
I can tell you when I've been there, cozy.
All right, please do, Aunt Beth Ann.
Okay, so it's when I was living in Putnam Valley.
Sure.
And there's snow all around me, and I have the fireplace, and I have just put off my Christmas tree, and I'm listening to the radio, and I'm feeling nice and cozy.
It's great. Well, I mean, anything to get away from the hardship of life, right?
That's right.
Well, you know who makes me the coziest? You and the whole family. Okay. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Jeez. I think Aunt Beth Ann dead-named me. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Alexandra.
Oh, hey, Alexandra. How are you doing?
Good.
A-N-D-R-A. Yeah, pretty good. I'm feeling better and better. I'm sinking more and more into comfort. What about you? What do you do to get real, to, you know, escape from the life and get a little bit more comfortable?
Well, the night routine, basically.
Sure.
Okay. So I tell my current husband to make me some tea.
Yes.
And he makes me some sleepy time tea.
Yes. And the little bear falling asleep in the armchair.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I drink half of it, and then I fall asleep for 2 hours with the dog on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tries to get me. He's like, hey, get up. You got to go to bed. And I yell at him, no, I'm fine. And then I, you know, sleep for another half hour. Until I'm like, okay, I should probably go to bed.
I see. So you do it in stages, kind of a thing.
Yeah, there's like the couch cozy
Yes.
is a different level than the bed cozy.
You know what? I have this written down. That's absolutely it depends on where you are. Kitchen cozy. You know, you're making a chicken pot pie. That's a different kind of feeling of contentment, right? And then, you know, while you're watching Yellowstone, that's another kind of bliss.
Never Yellowstone.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
Yellowstone's not cozy. It has to be like Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that makes me stressed. Whenever I watched that at my grandmother's house, it gave me a stomach ache. I don't know why.
I watch that every night before bed.
Is
it's
that...
either that or Northern Exposure. So I picked like...
those are another ones.
Problematic TV show to watch.
Right. Well, that's that cottagecore, right? The Little House on the Prairie with the dresses.
The bonnets.
Yeah, the bonnets and the puffy sleeve thing and the...
Yeah. So I want to get a sleep bonnet to, like, really enhance the coziness.
I think you should, yeah. You know what I watch? I watch this guy. He makes furniture, and that's, like, my... that's what I use to go to bed.
Yeah, it's like...
He screams while
like
he's doing it.
Ultimate coziness.
Now I'm
lately.
Making a... bitch!
Yeah, what's the ultimate?
The scene in the Testament of Anne Lee where they're making all the woodwork, the Shaker woodwork, and you get to see that happening.
Yeah.
Something about that just, like, warmed my heart in the way that, like, eating a chicken pot pie does.
Sure. It's a chicken pot pie for your eyes.
Yes, that's a good review of that movie.
Okay. All right, Alexandra, thank you. You made me, you win. You're number one.
You.
Well, you don't win yet. You're number one.
Okay, I'm going to go order a bunny.
Okay, bye. You know what I do? We talk about watching. There's nothing cozier than watching your comfort shows, or Northern Exposure. I'm a big Deep Space Nine fan. So, you know, I kind of... actually, you know what? Let's play a little bit right now.
Bloody business. The only way I can see to end it is to bring the Romulans into the war. I am prepared to do whatever it takes to accomplish that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I lied.
Cozy.
I cheated.
That's enough, Sisko. Call you, Gabucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Yep, I'm okay. I'm getting all nestled like an owl in a fireplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you do? What do you do there?
So I usually, you know, snuggle up on the couch, have like a good few blankets.
The couch.
And then, you know, after a long
really
day's work, I like to put on a Star Trek.
Oh, like me. You want to listen to, you want to watch Deep Space Nine with me?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go through that again.
To cover the crimes.
Can you hear that?
Kinda. And usually I'll have, like, my cats around me and, you know, have, like, a drink or something.
Yeah.
Snacks.
You got everything at hand, right?
Yeah, you know, Mrs. Bandit sitting next
to
me.
And if I had to do it all over again.
Sure, Mrs. There's nothing more comfortable than a wife or a husband.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bandit. You win.
See ya.
I don't know if anybody sees the pattern, but the last caller is the winner. Because you're all very comfortable. A little too comfortable, actually. I feel like people should be a little more active. I mean, these calls are getting a little, they're drowsing. They're getting me drowsy. I like a nice fresh baked cookie. I don't know how to make cookies, so I got this. This is an interest. I got it at Bed Bath and Beyond. It's this, like, baked cookie gel, like a Vaseline. You, like, rub it on your lips and chest, and it just kind of... it just smells like baking cookies and skin. Call it Gabucci.
Gabucci, we could talk about coziness in a sec, but something came to me as I'm listening that they say it's a sign of psychopathy, but it came to me in a rhyme, if I may.
Go for it.
One of your Achilles heels, main Achilles heel, is modesty, and you let something slip. Okay. In all of 2026, amid a wave of countless cookie star clicks, where we must take advantage, but chicken pot pie for your eye is the foremost Bucci adage.
That's pretty good. But that is a copyright infringement, unfortunately, the use of my name without express written permission. So you're going to have to erase that.
I can't hear you.
Thank you for apologizing. There's nothing like an apology to make me feel all warm inside. All right, buddy, what is the thing that makes you the coziest? I hate this word.
I'd say really, you know, in line with, you know, being where you want to be. Ideally with someone that you want to be with is very, you know... cozy. Watching what you want to watch. And right now, for me, that is Rollerball with James Caan.
Hold on, let me stop the gyroscope. Rollerball is your comfort movie with James Caan.
No. Right now, at this moment, it's what I'm feeling.
It's about dystopic...
I my whole life, thought it was garbage. I didn't understand James Caan as I should have.
He's a weirdo in that movie, certainly. He's very odd. There's
a foremost symbol of all the good qualities of masculinity, I think.
I see. So you're not on the side of the fascist government. You're on James Caan's side. Fascism doesn't make you cozy, does it?
No. He will not
protest
submit
too much.
The way it ends. That's like Bruce Lee in The Chinese Connection, the way that movie ends.
That
he is going to do what he's going to do.
Well, there's a lot of the people who love Bucci have not watched Rollerball yet. So don't spoil it.
No, I won't, but it's just, I mean, I overlooked that. It looked lame, and then there's a remake with LL Cool J, whatever, yes. All remakes. But I came across that. Like, that movie is amazing. That is, like, atop the list of dystopian sci-fi films.
Yeah.
It's timely, very timely.
Sure. All right. What was your name again?
Andrew, okay. In the free city of Newark. I'm about to get cozy.
All right, yeah, make the noise. Make the noise. Make your cozy. Make your cozy noise with an accompanying face.
Oh, yeah, imagine my face going against James Caan's ample chest hair.
Okay.
scruffle.
Gotta go. Oh, this is this. Look what someone slipped under the door. Station manager Ken just slipped a cappuccino under the door. Huh. There's a design on the foam. That's nice. What does the design say? It says if you better get the pledges in this year or you're dead. That's right. Next week is the WFMU Marathon. You got to pledge to the show. You got to pledge to the station that is a vessel for the show. And Bucci has a HE 15 hockey sticks of a premium. It's the first ever Bucci branded hat. Unfortunately, it's not a bucket hat. They're so costly. Do you know how much a bucket hat that goes all the way down to your shins and has two eye holes in it and smells like fresh cut grass? You know how much that costs? $2 a piece. I can't afford that. So it's just a baseball hat, but it's a good one. It's a good baseball hat. So that's if you pledge a certain amount of money, I'm not sure how much, you get that. And that starts next week. Call Ego Butch E.
Hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Oh, my God. Yes, hey, who's this?
Arlington Weatherwax.
Oh, hello, Arlington Weatherwax. How are you? What do you do to get cozy?
Why, the first thing I do when I want to achieve maximum levels of coziness is to don my red long johns.
Carbon monoxide detected. Leave the area immediately.
Warning. In the back.
Carbon monoxide
the fire
detected.
Set off. Sorry, the fireplace the set off the carbon monoxide.
Warning. Carbon monoxide detected.
All right. Sorry, go ahead, Ethington Splinter Head. What was your, what do you do?
I donned my red long johns with the bottom flap.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
I crank up the cast iron parlor stove.
Okay, I'm going to watch the Motif Space 9. Yep, okay, the cast iron stove. Go for it.
I've jacked to the gills on CBD gummies.
Okay.
A guilty conscience.
So you're using drugs to kind of get you under a little bit.
Why no? CBD.
Oh, CBD. Okay, all right, gotcha. Well, that sounds pretty good. Now make the noise. It's great. He's number one. He's almost, actually, you know what? I'm going to give it to Aunt Bethann. She sounded pretty, I like the Christmas tree edition. So she wins. You know what, it's ultimately, I envy all my organs, cozy in my body, curled up, looking at the Christmas tree. My liver curled up next to my lungs, my large intestine spooning with my small intestine, etc. So next week, WFMU Marathon, we all of the DJs are going to be paired up with each other. I'm paired up with my friend Matt Marcus. From Buried in the Back Seat, the show, Buried in the Back Seat. That's number one. That's going to be really fun. I can't wait to see that money coming in. All right, up next is the music of Mind Control. I tell you, this guy, I haven't seen, this guy has a mug of cocoa in his soul. He's so comfortable, right? What do you do? What do you do to get real comfortable at home? Tell me.
Heroin.
Yes, I knew it. Heroin. Well, you're my heroin. So, until next week, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time, WFMU.org. Musical Mind Control coming up right now. I'm just going to take it out with some Deep Space Nine.
One price to pay for the safety
this is a good one.
Of the Alpha Quadrant. So I will learn to live.